This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
On the DJV Experience, follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. Jennifer Horn is here at Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen is here at C. Schillen. Doug Steffen is here at Doug Steffen. And Warren Eckstein is here at Warren Eckstein. You have Twitter? You must be on Twitter.
I do, at Warren Eckstein, yeah. Sure.
Okay. Warren is the host of the Pet Show, and every once in a while I ask him to spend some more time with us because there are a lot of things going on in the world of pet knowledge, shall we say. You were talking about why people get kissed or licked by their dogs, and you made reference to wolves having acknowledged that the leader of the pack gets licked as, you know, as is befitting of the leader. For example, I'm the leader of this pack. I should get licked probably. Right?
Perhaps they should kiss your ring, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
That's what you think. I demand everyone lick me when I meet them.
No, good for you. So to follow the train of thought, wolves in the focus here, wolves specifically in Wyoming could soon be shot on sight. There's a new federal court ruling. The Court of Appeals stripped wolves of their federal protection. The ruling allows the state to reintroduce its wolf management plan, which treats wolves as vermin. It allows the animals to be shot on sight. Gray wolves.
Are they being overrun? Is it like the deer population? Or
no, it's the kill. It's the fact that people like to kill. That's what it's all about. It's that hunters go out there to kill, and that's what it's all about. In fact, you know, I don't talk about it often, but when I was in Germany, I worked with wolf packs at the University of Frankfurt, and what we would do is study their behavior. They are such incredibly intelligent animals. They are such emotional animals, so bonded animals. I'll tell you a quick wolf story. Not too long ago, I was up in Arizona, and I was being introduced to a captive wolf. And my wife Denise was with me, and the first thing I did when I got near the wolf was get down on my hands and knees and stick my tongue in the wolf's mouth. And Denise looked at me like, what are you doing? And that's just one of the greetings that they do to be accepted. And so wolves are so incredibly intelligent, incredibly bright. I can't understand the concept why people cannot live with wildlife, why they have to destroy wildlife. The same thing with the coyotes in Southern California. Yes, are we overrun by coyotes in many areas? Sure. But you know what? Coyotes can be spayed and neutered. Birth control can be put down for coyotes. You don't have to kill them. And it's the same thing with the wolves. And they put a bounty on them. So people want, you know, every wolf you kill, you get so much money.
There's a bounty on coyotes around here.
Absolutely. It's insanity. There's no reason to be killing animals like wolves.
I do want to press you on that because I've lost a lot of cats before we wised up when I was a kid and kept our cats all indoors. But we lost a lot of cats to coyotes. And you said they can be spayed or neutered, but that's not something that the average person can do, coercing a coyote to get into their car and take him to a vet. So who deals with that?
Well, you know, with the amount of money spent on ammunition and rifles to kill the coyotes, they can spend that same amount of money within the government, the humane societies, the rescue organizations, the SPCAs, spaying and neutering them. And the same amount of time they go out to chase them away and kill them could be spent on spaying and neutering. And even food can be put out with things that can prevent them from birth control, so to speak, for coyotes. So there's really no reason that I can see. I mean, the occasional, if there's a rabies episode, or that's a whole different ballgame. But the bottom line is, maybe it's just me, I believe that every living thing has a right to be. Coyotes did not move on to our property. We moved on to their property. Wolves did not move on to our property. We moved on to theirs. And I'm a firm believer, if you're going to move into an area where there's other animals living, you need to respect and learn how to adjust and be able to live with them, rather than say, you know what, I'm a human being, I'm more important, let's get rid them. And in terms of cats, Jennifer, I hear that all the time, and you did wise up. Cats, it's way too dangerous to let cats run loose, not just because of coyotes. What about cars? What about crazy kids? What about loose dogs on the street? So the concept is if you have a cat, it should be kept inside. And nowadays, just like dog runs, people have cat runs in their backyard that are safe for the cats to be in, but they can't be attacked by other animals. There are ways to deal with it without coming to the conclusion that the only way to save our cats and the only way to save our animals is to kill, and there are other ways to approach it. That's at least my belief.
Can I ask a question to you guys, and I think you're both going to be experts on this one? It has nothing to do with coyotes, nothing to do with cats. But I was in Paso Robles this weekend, and it was warm. It was a warm weekend, and I noticed that there were a lot of cows that were sort of left to graze in fields that had no shade. Do cows get hot? Is that, like, cruel and unusual to leave them out grazing in the heat?
Cows, don't take that. I don't know.
Cows, interestingly enough, when it's hot, they congregate together, and they herd themselves tighter into a unit. I've never seen anything quite like it. The hotter it is, the closer they are. And what happens is they will find a tree, like in the pastures that I have on my farm. There are lots of the pasture all lined by trees. So a hot day, they get underneath the trees. But they crowd themselves more. In the wintertime, they'll do the same thing. But there's something about them being together, and I don't know what it is, Jennifer, whether it's psychology or whether they really somehow or other are able to cool each other off. But it's an interesting observation you make, because cows do, in the heat, all congregate. They herd themselves tightly together and stand up for the most part. They
Doug, you spent time in Cobleskill, correct? Remember?
Yeah.
Cobleskill, upstate New York?
Yeah, yeah.
There's
on
a place there called Howe's Caverns.
Yes.
And it's underground caverns. And the temperature under the ground is always constant. I don't know, it's 55, 60 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And the way this was found, the cavern was found, is because in the summertime, that's where the cows would go, because the cool air was coming out of the ground, up out of whatever it comes up out of. And that's how Howe's Cavern was actually discovered. The cows were smart enough to go to the coolest part of the farm, hang out there with the cool air coming up, and now it's a big tourist attraction.
Yeah, it is. But they all stay together. So does that answer your question, Jennifer?
Yeah, I was just curious, because I did see, like, some fields have the tree, and I noticed that they were kind of congregating under the tree, some laying, some standing. Yeah. But then there were other pastures that were just not a tree to be found, and I was like, gosh, it seems kind of brutal. It gets hot up here during the summer. I mean, 90 degrees plus in Paso, and so I was just curious if they get hot.
No,
it's
they
the
don't.
Big fans in the trees. We hang the big fans in the trees over the
pasture. No trees, I guess, but I don't know.
They perspire through their skin the same as other mammals do. And that helps them. But remember, they have long noses and they have big tongues, and they don't do quite the same exercise as dogs do, panting. But you can see as their mouths are open, they're exhaling, and they can get rid of the heat that way as well.
Yeah,
right.
The dogs don't have sweat glands. The only sweat glands a dog may have is a few on the bottom of their feet. And the reason they pant is because the air going over the blood vessels in the mouth cools them down.
Oh, all right. So who knew that? One last item here. If you were on Twitter over the weekend, you noticed a number of tweets, another of acknowledgments paying tribute to Harambe the gorilla. Remember when he was killed last year at the Cincinnati Zoo? He became a phenomenon because he grabbed that three-year-old and was trying to protect it, sort of treated it like a gorilla. But once again, because the zookeepers weren't trained, they feared for the boy's life and they shot him. Remember that?
Warren, a horrible story. I do remember that story. Yeah. And the video was atrocious.
Yeah. It's the same kind of stuff as you were talking about. The one thing about the coyotes that I don't know how to reconcile, on the farm anyway, they kill the young calves. And the calves can be with the mothers out in the pasture. If they're born out in the pasture, they get to them and they kill them. And that's a hard struggle for me.
But a lot of people now are using, you know, a lot of people are going back to those old protective dogs, the Great Pyrenees, the mm-hmm. Turkish Akbash hounds. I mean, I have a friend of mine that's training Akbash hounds up in Maine right now to do a lot of work around farm areas. So there are ways, natural ways to approach it. I would much rather see dogs chasing the coyotes off than someone with a rifle chasing the coyotes off.
Yeah. There's a way of getting rid of them. I think that's true. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out his line of minerals and vitamins for dogs and cats, two separate lines under the name Hugs and Kisses. So if you go to hugsandkisses.com, you can order the best supplements for your dog. And also listen to the Pet Show, petshow.com with Warren, every weekend. 16 past the hour. In a moment, today's television report.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6161 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6161. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6161.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
There was 57 channels and nothing else. All right, let's get to our television report. Number of things going on. Sean Hannity is back amid the uproar over whatever it was that he was saying. Is this a much ado about nothing, the Seth Rich thing, Jennifer? Or it's going to be interesting because he'll be at our talk convention this Friday. And
he'll be talking about it.
Talking about that, yeah, as much as anything else. So he's also going to get the Freedom of Speech Award from Talkers Magazine for any number of reasons. He's been around for a while. But he has an interesting focus on things and has a lot of attention being paid to him. And there is a concerted effort to shake down the Fox News channel, and they've been very successful. The people who don't want to have Fox because they don't want that expression, they don't want them on the air. So it's now with O'Reilly gone and Ailes gone and the other management people gone, they've lost, instead of number one on the cable side, they're number three. Still profitable.
Profitable, but it was interesting seeing O'Reilly talking about how Fox News could just not afford another shakeup by losing Hannity. And I think they know that. I think those Rupert boys know that they can't. I mean, what Fox looks like today is complete 80% different than what it looked like this time last year. And you, like you said, you see that in the ratings. So I think that they're, even if they want to get rid of Hannity, they're kind of forced into staying with them for a bit.
Yeah. And the other news from the television world is Scott Pelley being dropped as the anchor of the CBS Evening News. He's an arrogant so-and-so, and he sounds like it comes across. He's going to stay with 60 Minutes, but it'd be interesting to see who. They have a bunch of no-name nobodies doing the news. David Muir, whoever heard of him on ABC. I don't even know who's doing the news on NBC anymore. That's how irrelevant they are. Who does the evening? Oh, it's Lester, right?
Lester Holt, yeah.
Actually, of all of them, I think he's the best, frankly. Muir just bothers me because, I don't know, there's something about him that bothers me. Pelley has always bothered me. He's got the...
Yeah, of the three, I like Lester Holt the best, Lester's but that's good. Not saying much at all.
No. Emmy Rossum and Sam Esmail tying the knot. She's in Shameless. Who the heck is she?
You know her. You wouldn't recognize her if you see her. Do you ever watch the show Shameless?
No.
That's your problem.
You would like her. She's very, very into dogs and pet adoption.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's very cute. Kind of a new it girl.
All right. Do we care about Kathy Griffin anymore? All that needs to be said about her has been said, I think, pretty much. And The Bachelor. Who is the Bachelor guy that died, Kara? Who's that?
Michael Nance. He was on a couple seasons ago. I didn't watch that one. He was a contestant on The Bachelorette with Emily Maynard. They haven't released why he died. I guess they don't think it was foul play, but he did used to have a problem with prescription drugs. So,
yeah, right.
Ugh, seems
all right, Jen, what's on tonight? What's the highlight of tonight's TV schedule?
The F Word with Gordon Ramsay.
It
airs at 9 o'clock.
is what's his face from House of Cards?
Oh, Kevin Spacey?
Kevin Spacey's on. Yeah, I saw him for the show.
Well, there you go. That's at 9 o'clock on Fox.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Billboard Music Awards and all the attention given to Cher and Celine Dion and Ed Sheeran, Imagine Dragons, Julia Michaels, Sam Hunt. The awards prompted a 37% sales gain for the songs performed on the broadcast a week or so ago. Among the most notable gainers, Cher and Celine Dion, Imagine Dragons, Ed Sheeran, Julia Michaels, Sam Hunt. Songs performed on the show sold 332,000 downloads in that next week. That's up 37% compared to the tune's collective sales the week before, which was 243,000. Put them all together. Cher's one-two punch of Believe and If I Could Turn Back Time, the big winner, Believe, a four-week Billboard number one in 1999, jumped 499% in sales.
Wow.
If I Could Turn Back Time, zoomed up 578% in downloads.
It's crazy. I feel like out of all of the music stories we've done this year, Cher has been like 30% of them, which is crazy.
I know. Well, listen, shows you that people, when they get to that age, don't stop. Baby, yep. Let's keep going. Celine Dion's rendition of the theme from the Titanic, My Heart Goes On, went up 393% in terms of downloads and sales. So, 6,000 downloads immediately in the hour after the show. Pretty significant stuff from the Billboard Awards. This is a good song. I like this song. Here's the song.
Fun fact, I've never actually seen Titanic.
Haven't you?
It was just one of those things, and now because it's been so many years, I haven't seen it. I feel like I'm never allowed to watch it. But the movie's so long. I think I watched the beginning of it one time. I got about 10 minutes in, and then I got bored.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's a good story. Nice love story. The usual bad guys.
Yeah, the problem is I already know everything that happens. I know the ending of it, so I don't know if there's much point seeing it now.
Yeah, I think in that circumstance, no. Here's some more news featuring Alanis Morissette. her Jagged Little Pill musical is going to debut next year. This is from an album that was released in 1995, right? The basis for this new show debuting next May. The director is Diane Paulus, who did the hit Waitress. The show will include a book by Diablo Cody, who is the screenwriter of Juno. It'll be Cody's Broadway debut.
And Waitress is the play that I think Sarah Bareilles, you know Sarah Bareilles, she was in it.
Why didn't we were talking about her yesterday, the day before, weren't we?
I don't think so. I don't remember, but she does the love song.
Mm-hmm.
You know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is it. Right. Crank this up. Why does that sound like a song that Harry Connick did?
It's kind of a similar style, but...
What's the song? What am I thinking of? You know the one I'm talking about?
I don't listen to very much Harry Connick Jr., so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, no, similar. Yeah, this is a good song, too. Songs from the album, like Ironic and Hand in My Pocket, will be performed in the musical. I didn't think she had that much starch to be able to build something like, you know, the people in Broadway are grasping for things to do.
But I think that this album is... this album was a huge album. I mean, it came out when I was 3 years old, and I still know pretty much every song that was
really?
On it. Yeah, it's just
really?
I think it's got kind of a cult classic following for this album, and so I don't know. She's a good singer, and I
sold
think,
33 million
yeah.
copies.
Yeah, it's a huge
not,
album.
Yeah, not like we're talking about chump change here. Been very successful. Won 5 Grammy Awards out of the 9 nominations, including Album of the Year. And she was the youngest artist in history to get that honor at that time. So moving ahead with Alanis Morissette at 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number 2 for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight talk wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Very exciting content, VEC. Very exciting content. That they talk about content being king. Some of the program people, content is king. I'm the king of my program. I'm King Doug with Queen Victoria. Queen, that's got a good ring to it, doesn't it? Queen Victoria.
Yeah, almost
Queen
like I've Jennifer. Heard it before. Queen Victoria.
And you can be Princess Kara. How's that? Is that okay? That work?
I would also like to be a queen, but...
Would you really? Would you like to be queen for a day? I'm sure you don't remember. That television program was around in the 50s and 60s. Women would be brought out. Their families would extol their value and virtue. Their friends would come on, and they'd get washing machines and all that kind of stuff for being queen for a day.
Oh, a woman's dream come true, getting something to do chores with.
Right. Speaking of a woman's dream come true, in the people department, how many people remember Mary Kay Letourneau? Remember her? Raise your hands. She was the teacher. She and her former student, who became her husband, his name was Vili Folau. They've been married for 12 years. He's 33. Petitioned for legal separation from Mr. Letourneau, who's 55, because of his business plan to get licensed as a distributor for marijuana cigarettes. It's not what you think, he said. Everything is fine between us. When you want to get licensed, they do background checks on both parties. If I decided to be part of this new company called Cigaweed, I have to be licensed, I have to be vetted, and so does the spouse. She has a history, she has a record, she has a past. So it's not like she's not leaving him, but she has to get divorced from him in order for him to go into the wacky weed business. How wacky is that in and of itself?
This story started out weird with them being together when he was like 12 years old and she was his teacher. So it starts out weird enough, and then it just gets weirder and weirder. Like, going into the marijuana business, is that worth getting a divorce? It seems like he could just get another job.
Yeah. She was married at the time. She had sex with him when he was 12 years old. And when he got out of school, she went to jail, second-degree rape. And when she got out, first person she saw was him, and they got married. Bingo. It's really one of these weird stories. You turn your nose up, you raise your eyebrow. But you know what? Even these people are called low class. I can tell you plenty of people from the high class world get caught doing the same sort of thing. I don't think there's a relevant focus on people who come from the other side of the tracks who do that sort of thing. Because, listen, people will be people. I don't know. How else would you explain it?
There are messed up people everywhere. It doesn't matter if you've got money or no money.
No, right, exactly. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to teach you how to save money for college. This is one of those big deals, and because today is Save for Education Day, we are going to spend some time to get your attention on those of you who have children planning a college program for them can be very difficult. So that's coming up in a few moments here on the DJV Experience. How many people think the Cleveland Cavaliers will win? The NBA Finals start tomorrow night. Cleveland or Golden State? Which is it, Kara? Kara doesn't care. Kara's talking to somebody
else. I do care. I'm just on the phone. Repeat to me, and I'll tell you how I feel about it.
The NBA Finals tomorrow night. Cleveland's in it. Golden State's in it. Who do you think's going to win? Do you have a choice, or are you not sure? Or do you care?
I don't care in this particular situation. If the Spurs were going, I would want the Spurs to win. But in this situation, I don't know. It's LeBron James versus Seth Curry. So whichever, they're both star basketball players. Whichever one you like better, that's which team you're going to pick. So which one do you like better, LeBron?
I like Cleveland. I didn't used to like LeBron at all. I thought he was an arrogant little pipsqueak.
You know, he's done a lot of good stuff in the last year or two for his community. So, sure, we'll say Cleveland.
Yeah, all right. Take Cleveland. Are we going to put a bet on it or not? No, probably not.
I'll bet you 50 cents. I'll bet you all the pennies that I have in my wallet.
Actually, you know what we're going to do? Starting this weekend on the farm, we're going to sell, maybe those of you who are listening carefully to the program know that I have, as a dairy farm, I have a farm here in Massachusetts, Framingham. And a couple of years ago, shut everything down at the farm. I used to sell raw milk and cheeses and ice cream, and we're milking 200 cows, and I just stopped all of it because it was too hard to do. The weather was too bad. Help was I've gone back into having the farm open with ice cream and food, and I've got a flea market with great antiques and a lady who's got a charming, charming craft store. Plus, we're doing tours of the farm and that sort of thing. And this week, we're going to start selling raffle tickets. So everybody who comes onto the farm can buy a raffle ticket for a buck, and if you win, the proceeds from, we had 400 or 500 people there one on Saturday, and I think about 300 or 400 on Sunday. So sell the raffle tickets for a buck, and at the end of the weekend, we'll announce the winner, and they'll take home the jackpot. Not a bad deal, right? Why did I start? Oh, because it's a way for me to help a lot of people. I'm going to put a little of the money aside to help folks out who are trying to pay expenses like college expenses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Names in the News, Part 2, Sean McHugh of Allentown, Pennsylvania. Doctors say he did the right thing. Listen to this. This guy cut off his right hand with a circular saw and left it in the freezer while he drove himself to the hospital. The hospital sent an ambulance to the home to get the hand that was in the freezer, and it was surgically reattached.
Oh, my God. I'm assuming he didn't cut it off on purpose?
No, but he knew enough to put it in the freezer to keep it from decomposing. Checked into the hospital. Police went to the house, and they surrounded, you know, how they, you see them carrying those lunch buckets with the hearts inside of them?
Yeah.
That's what they did with his hand. Oof.
Is that, what are you supposed to do? Aren't you supposed to put teeth in milk or something like that? Or did I make that up?
I thought if you
got a tooth knocked out or something like that, you could put it in milk, and that way it would keep the root alive so it wouldn't decay, and then they could, I don't know, put it back in your mouth.
I don't know that story, frankly.
I might have made that up.
Yeah. All right, here's the story of Frank Rosenblum, who drives a hearse parked in front of a funeral home in some town in western Pennsylvania. I'm not sure what the name of the town was. The hearse was ticketed for being parked outside a church for a funeral. Frank says he always parks the hearse in front of his church. The grieving families obviously want to, I mean, that's the way it's done. You park the hearse, you bring the coffin in and out of the church. The spokesman for the police said technically the hearse was parked illegally, but the traffic warden should have used her discretion. How silly is that?
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? Carry the coffin all the way down the street to wherever you could find parking?
Silliness. Silly. But there are a lot of silly people doing silly things. And that's part of the fun of doing this radio program and telling these stories. In a moment, help for those who are trying to save for college. Lots of information right up your alley in a matter of moments here on the DJV Experience.
Napa Know How.
That's not heavy metal music. Or the sound of a stray cat bite. It's your car's not-so-subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store. A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up every trip, every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, let's see where we are here. This is a big problem, 46 past the hour, by the way, on the DJV Experience. So in order to help you come up with some ideas, I've invited Danae Domian, who is the principal with a company called Tailored Solutions, to help you find solutions for this problem that's growing and growing and growing for families of millennials, various saving strategies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Education Day, Save for Education Day this week, which is dedicated to raising awareness for the 529 plans and setting education savings goals. All right, so, Danae, let's start with the 529 and explain just what it is, will you?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. So I will tell you that saving for college doesn't have to be as painful as your last story. It does not require chopping off of your hand. A 529 plan is a really easy, convenient, and tax-friendly way to save for college expenses for a family member that you love, because we know that saving for college is not, you know, it can be easy to procrastinate. It can seem really overwhelming, but that's simply not the case.
So people who have plans already started, can they take from one and put them in another, or do you have to start fresh with something like this?
It really depends. It really depends on the kinds of accounts that you're talking about, whether there are some tax implications or anything like that. What we found is that saving for college using a 529 plan for new money going into that plan is probably the best way to do it because of the tax friendliness of the account, the control that the parents have over the money in the account. So even after the kids turn 18 or 21, which is what happens for some savings accounts, the parents still control what happens to that money. So even if your kid thinks that owning a Porsche is a better idea than paying for college, they can't use this money to do it.
Okay. Edward Jones is a company, actually, as I suppose we all have our moments of self-fulfillment or whatever it is. In pure honest terms, I have had an account with Edward Jones for a long, long time in their Cleveland office. I think they have done better for me than any other group that I've tried. We all try our hand. Some of us think we're smarter than the people like the folks who get paid for doing it at Edward Jones, but it hasn't proven that way for me. So they have this tailored solutions department. You did a survey to find out what is the either, I'm not sure whether I get from this, it's a survey of what people want to have happen or what they in fact are doing.
It's a little bit of both. What we've done is we've went to find out how many people actually are aware or know what a 529 plan is, and also some other information from our recipients or our survey participants about college savings. So what we found is that while college education is one of the most important gifts that you can give a child or grandchild because it opens up so many doors of opportunity, what we found in our survey is that while 9 out of 10 people believe that their kids will go to college, only 6 out of 10 are actually saving, and 7 out of 10 don't know what a 529 plan is. So that's really unfortunate, and that's one of the reasons that we do the survey is to get some more awareness around this great way to save for college.
So why do you think people, if we're talking about 9 out of 10 people going to school, why are people so absent when it comes to awareness of things like this? Why are they not planning ahead?
Well, we really don't know, but what I would guess is that, you know, the number one reason is probably procrastination. I mean, if you think about, you know, my kids, I have a sophomore in high school and an eighth grader in middle school, and it seems like just yesterday that they were in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So you think that someday you'll get around to doing it, and all of a sudden they're starting to do college visits. And by the time that time comes around, you've lost a lot of ground. So procrastination is probably one big reason. Another big reason is that parents probably think, some of them probably think that you have to have a lot of money to start saving for college, and that's just right. Simply not true.
Where do you start then? What's the dollar amount that's typical for somebody starting a 529 plan?
So the question you should ask is how much should you and how much can you save?
All right, let me ask that question. How much should you, how much can you save, Danae?
Well, how much you should save is as much as you can because 529, because the cost of college continues to grow at some pretty astounding rates. If you look at between the last 5 years, public four-year schools have grown about 9% in terms of the cost of tuition, room, and board.
Privates would be about that, too, isn't it? Five, maybe even a little more, 10, 12.
They're even a little bit more. We're talking double digits. So even as you start saving, or if you don't start saving, you're actually going backwards if you can't just keep up simply with the cost of the increase every year. Mm-hmm. So 529 plans, you can, you know, put as little as $550 or $100 a month, and while that's probably not going to pay for all 4 years, every penny counts.
EdwardJones.com, place to go to get more information on this and 529 college savings plans, EdwardJones.com. And Danae Domian is from Tailored Solutions at Edward Jones. Thanks for joining us with this helpful information. Saving for college. Do not stick your head in the sand, folks. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
About the sort of violence that was so much a part of the character in the Dirty Harry movies, and that was just, there was no, obviously, dialogue there. It was just Clint Eastwood shooting that big gun that he had at whoever was driving by in the car. I'm not sure which scene that was, which one of the Dirty Harry movies.
That was the original. We were going to play the Do You Feel Lucky Punk scene, which is, iconic.
Right.
And that was iconic up until Sudden Impact, the fourth entry in the Dirty Harry franchise with the "Go ahead, make my day" line.
Yeah.
Now, that was a great one.
Right. So is there a move to bring Dirty Harry back? Why are we talking about this?
Well, Clint Eastwood is 87 years old today.
Yes, happy birthday. He's still at it, directing 3-4 movies a year. Doesn't much want to star in them anymore. But he still has his touch. Everybody that I know or I've heard or read about who does anything with him loves to work with him. Tom Hanks, I don't think, had worked with him before he did Sully. And they loved each other. They had a great experience. doing that. And East was just a consummate professional. That's it. Bottom line. Bing, bang, boom. So
and the fun thing, you know, the fun thing about the Dirty Harry movies is they have, they've held up extremely well. They are very playable if they come on TV. You get hooked. It was Dirty Harry, Magnum Force, The Enforcer, Sudden Impact, and then Deadpool. I find them all entertaining. Some
wasn't there
a, than
a
others,
move?
But
wasn't there a move about 15 years ago to try to get him to
well,
do
well,
a different?
Well, a lot of people wanted to see him come back as Dirty Harry. He didn't want to do it, although, you know, when he did Gran Torino, the attitude was somewhat, insane. You know, the same. Yeah. And then he did a movie, I don't know if you saw it, in 2002, called Bloodwork with Angelica Houston, where he played a retired cop who comes back to solve a case. It felt very much in yeah. somewhat tone to a Dirty Harry movie. So, you know, if you want to see Eastwood as Dirty Harry, you never saw Bloodwork, I think that's a good one to see.
What do you think of Sofia Coppola taking home the award for Best Director of the Cannes Film Festival? This is the first time, or I know, the second time a woman in the 70-year history got that honor.
Well, good for her. I don't know much about the film. I know Diane Lane is a star. That movie's going to play primarily, Doug, on the art house circuit throughout the country. Let's see if it finds an audience. You know, it's interesting. You know, I'm involved in the bookings at our local art house theater here in East Stroudsburg, and I can't tell you the last time we've had really a hit. It's a market that's really been drying up over the last few years.
Well, I would say I saw it's Paris Can Wait is one of the movies. The other one is The Beguiled.
Right.
They both have done very well, but they're on that circuit, as you suggested.
Right.
I'll
give you an example. We currently have Norman with Richard Gere booked and a movie called The Lovers, and both are pretty much drawing flies.
Yeah, I want to see, I think Richard Gere, I want to see that movie, Norman. I saw him in The Dinner.
Yeah,
and
I like
also
Richard Gere
saw
a lot.
This movie, Paris Can Wait, this past weekend, and I thought it was kind of cute. It was warm, romantic, and so these are the things that she's good at, apparently, and likes to do.
Right.
So good luck to her. Congratulations. All right, Chucker, what do we have in movie news today?
Speaking of Wonder Woman again, in RottenTomatoes.com, Wonder Woman 97% positive on RottenTomatoes.com. So no doubt, Doug, the reverse of what I said yesterday, Warner Brothers will play that heavily into their marketing campaign. The movie opens on Thursday night. I was watching HBO the other day, saw a 15-minute behind-the-scenes making of The Mummy with Tom Cruise and Russell Crowe.
Yes.
And I got to say, I would be really surprised if this is a good movie. The storyline that they're using just seems ridiculous, and I don't see how Tom Cruise is a fit for this material, but I could be proven wrong. And Warner Brothers has hired an unknown director to helm Godzilla vs. Kong, which is Godzilla vs. King Kong, which will come out May of 2020. First, we're going to see Godzilla 2. We just saw King Kong Skull Island this spring, so that's just another franchise property that a major studio is unleashing on the public.
Oh, stupid, stupid, stupid stuff. My God.
You're that excited,
King
huh?
King Kong, my God. Hey. All right, Chucker, good job.
Thank you.
Catherine Bristow, do you know her from The Bachelorette,
no.
Kara?
No. Nope.
Caitlin Bristow, yes.
Caitlin, she's starting a podcast.
I'm sure it'll be great.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.